Hey everybody, welcome back to LowdownRadio.com. This is our V-Recap for November 25th, 2009. It is Tuesday. Actually, today's Wednesday. I'm all backwards today. Episode 4 of V just came out yesterday. We're going to kind of give our opinion about it. Joining me in the co-pilot seat this week, well, as always, is Bobby Rogue. Bobby, welcome back to Lowdown Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hello to all the fans out there.
So let's talk a little bit of V. So I just saw it maybe about 45 minutes ago. I caught it on Hulu. I'm really, really happy that Hulu put it out a lot sooner this time. They usually wait till Saturday to, well, ABC.com usually waits till Saturday to put it out. So let's jump right in it. I mean, so what did you think about this week's V?
Oh, man, I'm right there with you, Carlos. I'm really happy as well. And I think our fans were happy as well. If you take a look at those overnight ratings, 9.2 million fans that tuned in. That's pretty steady the last 3 weeks. And with that said, V is going to make its return in March. I love the episode. I personally think it was the best episode that they've given us so far compared to those last four episodes.
You know, I can't believe that they're going to leave us for, what, 4 months? Is it going to – well, yeah, 4 months, because it's going to be December already. We're not going to get any V for 4 months, and of course they leave us with a cliffhanger. But let's start at the beginning of the show before we start talking about the end. So the show opens up I forgot his name now. The fifth column V pointing his gun at the FBI agent.
You're talking about Ryan.
Ryan, is that his name?
Yeah.
So the show starts out him pointing a gun at the FBI agent. You think that he turned on her, and then it jumps back 18 hours to kind of show you how all that transpired. So what do you think of that whole beginning sequence of the show?
I thought it was pretty cool. I like the fact that we were seeing for the first time the resistance actually resisting something.
Yeah. But you know, I think they're kind of imploding from within. I mean, they found out about this strand of serum or whatever they're going to give them, this R12 or whatever they called it,
and that RG1, and that's one, I think, yeah.
And that sounded really familiar. Was that something in the original show?
You know, in the original show, there was a formula involved, and I don't want to spoil it for a lot of the fans who haven't seen the original show, but there was something comparable to that. And I'll give you guys a little bit of a hint. It was called the Red Dust.
Yeah. It seems so familiar, that name and kind of you know, the way that thing went down, it seemed like it was kind of taken from another show that I remember, but I just can't place it right now. So, but you've
true, or maybe taken from real life. I think the shot in the V episode was called RJ1, mm-hmm. and that could be, you know, compared to H1N1.
That's true, and it was interesting how they it came out that it was going into this flu vaccine, and of course, you know, flu and swine flu and all that stuff going on right now. It's a perfect time to be bringing that kind of stuff up. So you got this gun pointed at the FBI agent. You come to find out that they really were just tracking this other V who was plotting this formula. But you know, that one guy again, you know, that he's kind of a hothead, and he ended up jumping the gun, and he was going to kill this V, and he kind of screwed it up for the resistance right there.
You're talking about Georgie. I think it's going to be interesting to see what Georgie's past is going to be revealed as to have been. This guy is really out there for those Vs. I'm not sure if he's a visitor or if he was one of those first humans to maybe get kidnapped by an alien. And he was unfortunate enough to, get experimented on with all those weird tests we hear about.
Yeah, but, you know, they've already talked about how his family was wiped out by the Vs, but I guess they never really said whether or not he was a V or not. It's just they're making it seem like he wasn't already.
Yeah, Georgie definitely wanted to take out the guy in the parking lot very, very quickly. So they could have had a relationship. You know, maybe we'll see that in the next five episodes that are going to be shown starting in March 2010. But back to that guy in the parking lot, I'm interested to see who he is, because he had no problem taking that suicide pill. And I think he had a classic one-liner yesterday, and that line was, "You can't stop us."
Yeah. So moving beyond a little bit of that, that whole formula, and I guess we'll get to the building blowing up, but let's move on to Anna's daughter and the FBI agent's son. And so he got brought up to the spaceship. He's starting to get I guess part of the, they're really making him part of like a trusted agent of the V's now, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see what plans they have for him. What do you think that Anna's got planned for him?
I think that that's going to be Anna's right hand or human right hand man. And I think that this guy is not going to care, you know, who he hurts. He is so in love with the notion of being a visitor. And with a person that young, you know, all you really got to do to win him over is show him the engine room, as we saw.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I still, and I said it in our first show, and I'm going to say it again, I think there is going to be something interesting that's going to happen with Anna's daughter. So, you know, you've got this FBI agent who's the main heroine of the show for the good guys or for the humans. Her son is kind of in bed with the V's. I really think you're going to see Anna's daughter flip the script. Maybe she's fifth column too. Maybe John Mays was her father. You know, and we can talk a little bit about John Mays' character and who we think that is. But I don't know. I just got this feeling that they're going to flip it on us and make her rebel against her mother, make her go against her mother. And that maybe seem too obvious for a show like this, but it just seems like it would be so kind of fitting.
Well, we've seen it in the past that when you have a villain on a TV show or a movie, they'll do anything to get what they want. And Anna very well can sleep with, you know, daughter's boyfriend. I personally would like to see a threesome.
Yeah, you know, and that was kind of weird too. You know, I kind of caught that whole, that weird vibe from her. You know,
I felt it. I saw it.
Yeah, you know, they're making her character a little bit more sexual, I guess. You know, she's getting naked and she's sitting down and giving, you know, what they call bliss to the rest of the V's.
And then, give me, you know, some bliss.
Yeah. And then, you know, the thing with the son, and, you know, that was all kind of weird and awkward a little bit. You know, it's that's kind of an interesting twist you're going to put on it. And maybe, and that could be the reason why her daughter flips on her.
It was definitely a menage a masturbation when it came to bliss last night.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So, and then, so let's move in a little bit into this priest character. So, you know, we find out in this episode that this priest was a chaplain in the army. He did some tours in, I think he said Afghanistan and Iraq, or did, yep, he say Desert Storm? I couldn't remember which one he said.
He was definitely in Iraq. I remember that.
So, you know, kind of an interesting twist. I mean, he's got some combat training and that kind of explains a few things about this priest. But you get up to the end and he gets stabbed, and that's kind of how you leave it, you know, and it makes you wonder how that V got out of the building that exploded. But, you know, this priest gets stabbed. I kind of always thought that the older priest was maybe a V, but you hear his voice in the background asking if this other priest is okay. What do you think about that whole situation?
I was shocked when I saw that ball-headed V. Because if I remember correctly, that was the guy that they overtook when they were going into the building at the very beginning. He was the security guard that they happened to ask for street directions.
Yeah, and wasn't it the same guy that he knocked out as they were walking out to?
I think so. So my first thought was, how did he get to the church?
Yeah.
And then I think you bring up a good point that, you know, we could have a rogue V, you know, on our hands with this priest.
Yeah, you know, the older priest is too into it. He's too willing to just accept it. And I always kind of thought from the very first episodes that he may be a V himself, but, you know, of course that hasn't come out yet. I did think it was interesting that when getting back a little bit more to the bliss part, when they were kind of showing all the V's on Earth that were hearing this vis or this bliss thing, and there was a lot of different V's on Earth. And it makes you wonder whether or not we're going to see those characters again.
It's pretty cool when they show stuff like that. And I like it when aliens, you know, have a human form. Because one of the cool things that you will see throughout the shows and the series is, you know, who's a V, who's not a V, who's a sleeper V, who's not a sleeper V, you know, who's a good human, who's a bad human. So many questions to be asked and so much time to wait. March 2010, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So let's move on to this whole medical thing that they've got going on. So that's how they're getting people to kind of trust them and believe in them. And now they're they tell the reporter that he's going to have an aneurysm, you know. So is that true, or is that just a way to get him more into doing the V's bidding?
I think it's true. They definitely, you know, proved it to him by giving him his past history. And as they were reading off that past history, he didn't seem to deny any of it. And I thought it was a very clever, you know, move on the V's parts, because Chad Decker originally, you know, lay a chess move on them, and now the V's have laid one on Chad Decker. So that relationship is going to be interesting, you know, because we know that Chad Decker isn't bad, but we know Chad Decker isn't good. So, you know, what is Chad Decker? That will be something that I'm really interested in seeing what's going to go down.
Yeah, you know, and in the same token, a little bit more of the medical stuff. So Ryan's fiance gets a medical exam, and they find out that she's pregnant. And one thing that I really thought that they were going to do this episode, and it's got to come out, was if the V's are this advanced medically, they should be able to tell that that baby isn't exactly human, completely human. Or, you know, and I just thought of this right now, what if she's pregnant by somebody else?
That's pretty good. None of that had dawned on me. When I heard pregnancy, all I can think in my head was, remember that horror movie, The Ghoulies? They came out from under the toilet or whatever and got you.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, well, this is going to be one ugly baby.
Yeah, but, you know, they should be able to tell that this baby isn't completely human. And if I remember, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't seen the original show in a long time. Don't the V's have two hearts, or was that Alien Nation?
I think it might have been Alien Nation. I don't remember the V's having two hearts.
Okay. But there's got to be something about that anatomy that's got to, you know, they should have keyed in on that. And they didn't bring it up, but, you know, they did it and didn't bring it up either. So it's not like, you know, maybe they're kind of saving that card. You know, maybe they already know that this baby isn't completely human, but and, you know, they're going to use it later. Maybe they know by whatever DNA or whatever the V's use to trace their own people back, maybe they realize who it belongs to. And that he, you know, he's still a wanted man or whatever. It's going to be interesting to see how that happens.
Yeah, half-breeds always become a, you know, an integral part of the storyline. So it seems to me that this is going to be, you know, the first, you know, half-V, half-human baby. So in the future, especially if this show does have a huge future, this character is going to play a major role in the history of V.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess that it all depends on it, this show getting picked up and the interest still staying in it, you know. And unfortunately, we've seen with so many other shows that just doesn't happen, especially with some sci-fi type shows. And maybe that's why they're not really making this a sci-fi show, because when you really think about it, it isn't really too sci-fi right now. But we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, you tend to see a lot of subjects that, you know, you can compare to real life right now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Health, you know, health reform, you know, health clinics. Yeah,
yeah. So let's talk about the fifth column. So some interesting things that happened in the fifth column this time. The V's kind of took a blow at their organization. So the doctor that murdered that V FBI agent, you know, kind of had to answer for this time. But unfortunately, it was one of his compatriots, and he ended up having to skin him. And that was kind of an interesting thing, the way that all broke down. So what did you think about that whole sequence?
That was a fabulous scene. I was screaming, and they didn't even really show him skinning him, but you knew it was going down.
Yeah.
That was such a powerful scene. It's still in my head. I can totally see it. I think, personally, if I was a writer, I would have made those two guys brothers. So then he would have had to have skinned his brother. That would have been, you know, you really would have laid it down, you know, when it came to storyline on that.
Yeah, and, you know, they could end up still throwing that twist in later, you know, just because we didn't see it this time doesn't mean they can't come back to it and say, oh, by the way, that was his brother, or that was his cousin, or whatever, you know. But, yeah, so that was an all interesting plot twist. So let's talk about John Mays. So this John Mays was the original leader of the fifth column. You know, you haven't seen him yet, at least as far as we know. I know you had some thoughts about who you think John Mays is. Why don't you share that with our fans?
Okay, well, I think that John Mays is Marcus. Marcus is Anna's right-hand person. He's kind of that guy with no personality in the show right now. But he was the guy who laid down that chess move on Chad Decker. I hope that my guess is correct, or I can just say early speculation, you know, in my mind, and I'm starting to see it on the internet, is that Marcus is going to be, you know, John Mays. Because as we know, or the graffiti tells us, John Mays is alive.
Yeah, you know, and he gave him a funny look after they said he had a – well, was it after the skinning or after they wanted to find out who murdered him? Either way, he gave the doctor a funny look. And you couldn't tell if it was a look of, I don't trust you, or if it was a look of, man, we just screwed up kind of thing. But, you know, I think the bottom line, though, is they could not let that fake FBI agent tell Anna or the rest of the V's who knew about him being a reptoid or whatever.
Yeah. Isn't it really interesting how the personalities of the V's, even though they are in human form, it is kind of strange. You know, they do carry themselves a little bit awkwardly, you know. They would probably be the kids that would be bullied if they acted that way in kindergarten or in first grade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all interesting. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be crazy how it plays out. I personally think we haven't seen John Mays yet. I think that's still coming. That character hasn't been shown yet. I think that Anna's right-hand man is involved somehow with the Resistance or with the Fifth Column. I'm not sure if I buy him being John Mays or not. But I guess time will tell, you know, whether or not that to be true. So let's get to the end of the show. You see them, you know, Anna gives the kind of the sinister line of, this is just the beginning, I think she said, and you kind of pan out into space and you get to a point outside our galaxy and, there's hundreds of V ships just waiting. It looks like they're just waiting to jump in. I think you called it an armada when we were talking before the show. What did you think about all that?
Yeah, that definitely was an armada. In the 80 series, there was 50 ships that originally came and, you know, visited, you know, 50 of the biggest cities in the world. And in the new show, it was 29. So when this first show started, I was commenting to you that I was unhappy with the fact that less ships had come to Earth. Mm-hmm. Well, now we discover, you know, four episodes later that you've got a giant armada, you know, orbiting Earth, you know, ready to take over. I don't think this is one the humans are going to win.
You know, and I think if you're a fan of the original series, I think you were telling me earlier, and like I said, I don't remember this part, but you said the humans don't win in the original series, right?
Yeah, the humans don't really win in the original series. I always felt that the V's had the upper hand on them. You know, there is a part in the original series where, you know, the humans transmit a signal to outer space hoping that other alien species will pick up on that signal and come to Earth and help them out. Because, you know, the villain in that series was Diana, and she was a badass.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, I don't see how we as humans, especially since this is the time frame, how we can even compete with that many ships and that type of technology. This could be one of the first shows that the humans don't win, I guess. I mean, you don't really see it that way anymore. But, you know, it could be real interesting to see how it all goes down. So final thoughts on V. Overall, you know, four episodes in, big break until March. Where are you at with it with V right now?
I'm in. All my chips are in. Saw the first episode, wasn't sure. Warmed up second and third. Fourth episode, totally into it. Luckily, I've got something to watch in the Olympics for Vancouver. Then we can get back to watching V. They are advertising for a March 2010 for new episodes. I'm hoping in February they'll re-show the first four episodes to get us warmed up again, and yeah, then we'll go in, you know, full blast come March.
Yeah, I think that'd be smart for them to do, and, you know, get everybody back up to speed on the story, especially with such a long break. You know, it makes you wonder if this is really just going to hurt the show, you know. But if they got a good following and 9 million viewers is nothing to laugh at, wow, you know, that's it ought to be a good – I'm in it too. I'm like you, first episode I wasn't too sure, but second one had me hooked, and of course I'm hooked now, and I just kind of want to soak everything in and get as much V as possible. But, you know, I'm gonna miss it till March, but you know I can wait. My DVR is ready to record it whenever it gets back on. So I think overall I'm happy with the direction the show's going. A lot happier than with some of the other shows that we watch, but it ought to be pretty good. So
tell me, who's your favorite character after four episodes?
Oh man, you know, I guess I gotta say Supergirl. You know, that's how we called her, because I can't remember her name.
Yeah, her you're talking about actress Laura Vandervoort, and her character's name is Lisa.
Lisa, yeah. So I think she's my favorite because I just think she's gonna flip. I really do. I'm waiting for her to be the one to you know kind of give it to Anna, and you know maybe she's high up in the fifth column, and you know I don't know. I think that there's a lot more to be seen with her character. I think that she is gonna start genuinely caring for this human. And I think that whole story arc is going to come to a head, and it's not going to be good for any of them. So I think right now, you know, I'm intrigued by her character right now.
Tell us the truth. You like her because she took all her clothes off in episode 3.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But what about you? Who's your favorite right now?
Well, my favorite character right now is Anna, because I think you can only see her get nastier. And we started seeing some of that little nasty edge episode 4. So I think we're going to see a lot more in the next 5 episodes.
Yeah. 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 I think there's a lot of character development. I like how they're keeping it kind of close and they're not really introducing a whole bunch of new characters. But this is definitely a character-driven story, way more than it is a sci-fi story. So I think good on them for doing that. And, you know, the character part, I think, from Lost. I mean, they had a winning solution with Lost. I think they got out of hand a little bit with Lost, but they're getting back to the roots of what made Lost good in the first few seasons, and they're kind of, you know, going using that formula, and they're making this show successful. So,
yeah, successful ratings, successful characters equal successful series. Hopefully, we'll see a lot more episodes to come.
Definitely, definitely. All right, that being said, if you want to learn more about our show, go to lowdownradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/lowdownradio. On Twitter, you can find when we're recording or when we posted a new blog post with our shows. We're going to start getting these up on iTunes and hopefully start getting a following, or at least some folks interacting with us a little bit. And we are going to edit that dog out right there. But, yeah.
The dogs say that they like V as well.
All right, Bobby, any last thoughts?
No thoughts. Just can't wait till 2010.
Yep, definitely. All right, everybody, for Bobby, for myself, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you soon. Thanks.